Hi, I'm Ray.
And I'm Alex. We're the Harm Brothers, and you're listening to That Much Further West, the podcast.
Yeah, Denver is cold, but the sun is shining, shining. It's constantly reminding me of you. That tavern on Colfax, where the lions sleep. Sheep slowly filing out the door. They go to the wind. Hope it comes back again. Cause my heart has always been true. Well, Texas is heaven. And I'm in hell. Cause my heart slowly dies with each breath. There's a storm.
Thank you.
Welcome into That Much Further West, the podcast. My name is Eric.
My name's Phil.
I'm Ann.
Sorry about that. And we're back in with the podcast. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Eric. It's nice to see you. Nice and see you. We got quite a crowd down here at the helm.
Yeah,
so,
there is quite a crowd down here.
And but it's a very exciting night because we have the Harm Brothers back in the helm.
Hi, fellas.
How's it going?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Right on. And they don't walk alone.
No.
Just together. They've brought their touring band with them to play live here in the helm for us.
They're actually launching the tour right out of the helm here tonight.
We are.
I kind of like it. I
super fantastic.
It was very cool that you guys added the helm as part of the tour itinerary.
Yeah, for
and,
sure,
dude. Right at the top.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. We appreciate the free pub.
We had to actually shut the garage door so nobody else could get in. There was a line of about 50 more people out there.
I think they're all here to see Anne Marie.
Well, that'd be true.
That's why we come. Anyway.
There he is.
There he is. Mr. Ryan Land.
Thank you.
Right?
I called for that.
You've already introduced Ryan, drummer Ryan.
Yeah.
And you also have Matt here on bass.
Yep.
We've had you guys in here individually, solo, and now finally together as the Harm Brothers. We've been big fans of you guys for a long time. But now your touring band is in here with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to play some songs off the, you got a new upcoming album. So we should be hearing some live songs, the new stuff tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll have, it, well, maybe. We're going to have an EP that comes out.
Yeah.
At some point, and before the full length, we'll figure that out. We're still working out the details.
Right on. Well, we've got John and Chad here from Fluff and Gravy Records.
So you guys want to work the details out right now?
Try to figure that out by the end of the show, and then we can update our listeners. Let them know when to expect that.
Sure.
Right?
If only it were that easy, guys.
Right.
Yeah, awesome. we can't figure out. We just can't come to. We can't. We just haven't picked the songs yet for each one, right? That's fair, John.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I think we have picked the songs, and then we just never really.
The order of it, and just the.
Yeah.
Figuring out where everything fits.
Yeah. Like for instance, one of the songs that we're gonna play is definitely gonna be on this EP. That is gonna be pretty cool, I think.
Excellent. Right. We're all looking forward to hearing it for sure. And it's nice you brought both Fluff and Gravy Bound to the helm at the same time. We've been inviting them down here together forever, and they can't seem to make it at the same time. It's busy, busy, busy.
Right. Well, it's a 420 celebration.
Right. That's why they came, right? So you're about to hit the road. What's the big plan? Where are the places? How long are you guys going to be out on the road?
I would say about 2.5 months.
Yeah, you got a good stretch.
We're going as far as Portland, Maine and back.
Yeah.
Going through the Southwest and Texas and the Midwest up to New England.
Sensational.
Fantastic.
Portland back to Portland.
And all the way back.
Yeah. Call it that tour.
And not the direct route.
No.
No, it's absolutely not direct.
Not at all.
It's not direct.
A very ambitious tour, but it looks very cool. And we'll be sure to let folks connect with you as you go so our listeners across the country can check you guys out when you're rolling through.
Hell yeah.
You guys got a Chicago date on there?
We actually don't. And that's, you know, it's unfortunate because Ryan actually came. He flew in from Chicago.
Right on.
And we just couldn't come together with the venues that we were talking to about the show, the potential date for it, and we just couldn't fall together. It didn't align.
It seems like with all the people we know in that direction, maybe even a pretty sweet house show would be.
Yeah, potentially, for sure.
If that's what they wanted to do.
And Ray, you mentioned that you had spent some time in Chicago. Was it?
I was hanging out with Soda the last time we talked about hanging out with Soda. Yeah.
Right now.
Hanging out at Soda's mom's house. Right.
Yeah. Right now. Cool.
Yeah.
Watching the Every Simpsons Ever Marathon.
Yeah.
Riding bikes around Chicago. And
that's a long marathon.
Yeah. Well, you guys have spent enough days on the road that you must have some of your favorite places around the country that you like to hit. Are any of them on the current tour schedule?
Kansas City for sure. Austin, yeah. Texas for sure. You know, we've only been to Portland, Maine once before, but it was a blast. We were there for about, I don't know, three, four days, and people were amazing and really kind and really dug what we had to offer. So, yeah, looking forward to that as well.
Right on.
I'm mostly looking forward to a day off in Joshua Tree, but yeah.
That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, it's like my favorite place in the world.
Yeah, right on. And baseball season has begun.
It has.
And so, as a fan of the reigning world champs, are you going to try to duck into a catch a game somewhere?
Well, so Ryan and I were talking about that just the other day, and we have an opportunity to. There's a day game on Sunday, and we are in Kansas City that day, but we have a show in Columbia, Missouri, which is 2 hours away. But I think that load-in and sound check is about 6 o'clock, so I don't really know. I think Ryan and I were feeling like we wouldn't get to enjoy it. He hails from Kansas City. That's how we know him as well. And yeah, just lifelong Royals fans.
All right. Well, maybe you'll bump into them on the road as well. I don't know if you
always try to. Yeah. I do that when I look at. I'll look at the calendar and see, like, we're going to be in Portland, Maine for a couple of days again, and you know, it's not too far to go to Boston, but they're not in town. It's kind of a strange stretch where we're not really lining up with some opportunities to go to ballparks this time, but we'll see. I'm sure we'll make something happen.
That's what I like to hear.
What'd you say?
Cooperstown.
Oh, we are going to Cooperstown, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually on Ryan's birthday, nice. Or the day after Ryan's birthday. I promised him when I called him and said, do you want to come on tour with us? And he was like, I don't know, man. I just don't know. He's been in the Harm Brothers van before, and it's not always the best place to be sometimes, but it's gotten a lot better. Things have definitely gotten better, and I said, well, we'll take you to Cooperstown on your birthday, and it was like almost instantaneous that he was like, yeah, okay, I'm in. So, you know, yeah. That was a good sell.
He's like, done. No problem.
Yeah, he goes, done. No problem. No problem.
And on this tour, any of the bands you might be hooking up with to play some of these gigs?
Willie. We're going to play some with Will up in the Northeast. Tommy will be a couple of shows in California here just next week.
We're meeting up with the... with Conrad and Carrie Nation and Vermont and Picking on the Pasture.
Great. Yeah. And then we just had a show get announced today with, I've never heard of this fellow, but I guess he's doing some big things in Nashville, and this dude, Sam Lewis. And so we're going to play a show with him and some other friends, Brian Johannesson and Ryan Joseph Anderson, who we met at Weber's Deck, or I met at Weber's Deck last year. So
Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle.
Oh yeah, those guys. I don't know if you guys know that band yet.
No, I haven't heard of them.
They're fantastic. A Cincinnati, Ohio based band. It's like guitar, mandolin,
upright,
and then the drums. You know, with like brushes on like a suitcase and
some chains.
He does a chain. It's just really really good. And the Buffalo Wobbs, if you will. Our buddy Matt is he's fantastic singer, and then Casey Campbell as well. The Deacon, we call him, is a great singer, and they are fantastic. Their voices melt together really really well, and then Ian Matthew and Scott Reisner both sing too, and those guys are great. You should check them out. All parties, Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys got something you want to play for us right now?
So this is a cautionary tale called With Them Comes Hell. 1, 2, 3.
She only wanted to give her heart. She only wanted to give her heart. But now she's given up all her time. Picking him up off the front. She only wanted to show him joy. She only wanted to show him joy. But he's such a mess, such a miserable boy. With him comes the boy. 26, but she feels 85. He's 29, but he feels 95. Just dying, trying to keep their love alive. Dying to survive. She only wanted to show him love. She only wanted to show him love. But now it's murder she's dreaming of. Sweet death from above. I tell you once, I tell you time again. Lovers beware a drunk musician. They've got a heart and they've got a story to tell. But with them comes hell. They've got a heart and they've got a story to tell. And with them comes hell.
Thank you.
Lovely tune, lads.
Fantastic. It sounded really great.
It's okay.
It's nice to hear these guys with the rhythm section down here in the helm.
Yeah, fantastic.
Very cool.
Thanks for joining us, fellas.
It's got a nice sound.
You want to talk to this Dorian band a little bit? You want to pick their brains?
I do. I'd like to know a little more about these guys.
You should.
You should
get to know them.
Do you want to?
I'll pass the torch.
Pass the mic.
Oh, the microphone.
Right on. Yeah, that'd be cool. Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Nashville. Yeah. I met these guys kind of on the road, and it was nice to get to hang out with them, and I'm honored to be able to be here playing with them.
Right on, man.
It's a lot of fun.
And have you played in some other bands that cross paths with these guys?
Is that a few other bands, for sure. Okay. That's kind of how we kind of ran into each other, and me and Alex, you know, mm-hmm. got along, and Ray's all right sometimes.
And then start.
And born and raised in Nashville, or
yeah, one of the 15, from what I understand.
Right. That's what it says. That might be a low number.
Yeah, it's pretty low.
Right on. Well, yeah, it seems like East Nashville is
the
trendy, the boom music scene.
No, it's really cool though. Yeah, and I mean, there's venues everywhere. It's always live music from 11 a.m. till 3 a.m. Not necessarily in East Nashville, but every single day on Broadway.
Right.
I kind of grew up around that, and I thought that was normal. And then I started touring, and I was like, downtowns aren't like all of this at all.
They can be dead after 10 whatever.
During the day, there's nobody there. Like, Monday at 11 a.m., you'll hear six different bars with bands.
Right on. And do people still busk out in front of those?
Yeah, they do. They've gotten really high tech with it recently, with the battery powered PA systems and plugging into their cars on the side of the road. That's pretty cool. People do some cool stuff.
Right on, man. So, any particular things you're looking forward to on the road with these guys?
I've never really been northeast,
so
the whole Vermont, Maine kind of stuff, that'll be all new territory. I'm really excited for that. Obviously, coming out to Portland, it was just like, yeah.
Right on. Have you been out here before?
Once before, and maybe here for a total of 28 hours. You know, play, sleep, leave, kind of thing. But that was a really fun time.
Sure.
Every bit of that 28 hours was great.
And have you been in town here rehearsing for a couple of weeks, or how's it been going?
Was it maybe 5 days now? Five, 6 days.
It seems to be taking. That sounded pretty good, man. Nice. Nice job.
Don't remember.
Right on.
Slow on that one.
Right on.
It is the 420.
Just flew in here and I've been in the basement ever since.
Nice. Yeah.
They throw me food sometimes.
They throw you scraps.
Here's a
put
sandwich.
You back in your cage.
That's right.
That's pretty much
now get
it.
Back to that base.
Seriously.
Cool. Right on. And Ryan, they say you're from Kansas City, but
yes, sir.
And to us via Chicago.
Yep, that's right. So I've been in Chicago about 3 years now.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
And back there, do you play with some other bands?
I play with a few bands you guys got on your wall. I've been playing with Adam Lee for about 5-6 years now.
Right on.
And I've also done some tours with Matt Woods and Jeff Shepard and the guys who run that same collective crew. Kinda. Yeah,
very good. Adam's been real busy lately.
He is, man. He's tons of great shows. After Million Dollar Quartet kind of closed the doors in Chicago. He's he's always been on the road as much as he possibly can, but a little more now. So that and he's got a new record coming out in the summer that everyone should look forward to, as well as these boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will so he's working and pushing the shoe more these days.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to this little swing with the lads.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here otherwise. Yeah, yeah, right on. Yeah, absolutely. They promised me a seat in the van and some fun. So,
and Cooperstown.
Yeah. And Cooperstown. That's that's the big check mark right there. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
deal.
Mm-hmm.
And your Kansas City days too. You know the Cubes?
I do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No, just all jokes aside. No. I lived with many of them for years and years. Sure. Yeah, good buddies. Good buddies. Yeah.
Good fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big fans.
They've been called worse.
They know that.
Nice.
So part of the program we're doing now is we're talking about some of the influences, and we're playing some of those songs. Usually we only play the stuff that's in our genre, but we want to make sure anybody that had some influences somewhere in their life that kind of changed or made them want to write a song or do something and say, this is where I want to be. So I reached out to you two, and you both sent me a song that you wanted us to play. And so, Alex, for you. Telephone line, ELO.
No, that was
it was you.
Hey, listen, but I just wanted you to play that song because I'm really digging it right now. I'm just like, I'm really enjoying it again.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like I don't even know that I couldn't say that ELO influenced me at all. You know,
right.
Can it influence future but records?
But of course, that's what I mean. It's an influence one direction record. Or the other.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
so I actually listened to it and I was
probably
like,
in there.
It's just
dude.
Really, really good.
It works. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, and I understand why. That sound with you guys, with the piano and all that kind of stuff, it sounds really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then I think we should just be like completely honest and like, and throw that out there that Alex and I have this like secret like love affair when we were both like it's weird like when you were, we were probably different at different ages in time, but
phrasing.
very yeah. much phrasing. Like a, Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, yeah. You both have now mentioned this in separate interviews.
And right, and like, you wouldn't think that, but it's like, but like, yeah, I mean, like, burn us, you know, whatever.
I'm trying to figure out what people are more taken back by, the idea that we had a secret love affair, the fact that we like Dave Matthews.
Oh, right. Yeah, no.
Or the fact that both those happened at the same time.
I know, the guy gets a bad rap, that's all
like,
I'm going to say.
Alex could probably play any Dave song you asked him to play. He could probably play it.
I've been able to on occasion.
And I would fumble through like 10 or 15 of them at least. Still.
That's still good.
I've been re-listening to Before These Crowded Streets this past week and I still kind of remember most of it.
We, you know, I mean, younger. Yeah. You know what it was for me is like when I was in high school, I had an English teacher that turned me on to Dave. And was like, you should check this out. And I was like, oh, this is really, I liked it. And, you know, also this English teacher would let me, you know, come over to his house after school and blaze up with him. So it's 4:20, so here we go. We're talking
about
it. We're
on the 4:20 show.
We, you know, I'd blaze up with my English teacher, and me and my buddies would go over there. He later got fired.
For inappropriately touching.
You know, for inappropriately. Touching no boys. Touching. No touching. No touching. No touching. Just like. Just getting lit up with us, you know.
Just getting high with the kids. Inappropriate fraternization.
Not, you know, yes, absolutely. Stuff. I don't know if that's why he got, you know, why he left the school, but that he was definitely doing that and definitely getting high with the kids. And he would turn us on to different Dave records, you know. And then there was another guy, and he'd be like, the funny thing is there was like another teacher that really liked it, like really wanted to be like, oh, this is cool, man. Yeah, this is cool. And he'd always be like, that guy's, he'd say something, you know, negative about that guy. he'd always be wanting to hang out with me and stuff. He's like, he was always wanting to hang out. He's like, we got to watch it. You guys can't be coming over when he's around. And we're like, all right, cool, man, you know.
But everybody can snicker and laugh as much as they want, but it brought us here to where we are now.
That's what I'm talking
really,
about.
Really, if it wasn't for that one step,
if it wasn't
and then,
for DMB, these guys wouldn't be here.
And like I think I told you, like DM, you know, that band got me into playing music, and then other people got me into actually writing.
You both
songs.
Have said this separately, so knowing that you guys found each other and then had that love for it,
mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, definitely. I wouldn't have wrote a song and if it wasn't probably for Ryan Adams too. I mean, I think that Alex sent that over and it's like, you know, it's like I mean, there's all kinds of music that you listen to. I think everybody goes through a phase with music. I may have said this the last time I was on here. It's like, you know, when you're younger, I bet, you know, you listen to metal music. You know, everybody listens to a little hardcore music. There we go. We got some hands up. Nancy still does. Ugh. And with Slayer. Okay, yeah, we're listening to metal music. And then you know, as we get older, it's like, or I did anyways, like move into your jam band phase, you know, and you're out at the festival and you really don't care about the music. You're just like, oh, that's nice. Let me see if I can get it out of my eyes, you know.
Then you find your songwriters.
And then you find your songwriters. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a touchstone. It's a cornerstone. It's a stepping stone.
Yeah. It's a stone.
It's a stone. By the way, The Stone is one of my favorite Dave Matthews songs. It's a great one, and it's pretty metal if you ever listen to it on rhythm guitar.
But yeah, it is. We're not gonna stand here. We could sit here and say that, you know, we could argue that he's great. I couldn't tell you the last time I listened to a Dave Matthews record, and that doesn't mean that I don't like him still. I just don't know when the last time I listened to one was.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have to defend yourself.
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying.
Forget those guys.
Closed session. Everybody leave.
This went full
Diva.
Can we
edit out the laughter?
This went full Diva. So we're going to play Telephone Line ELO and I Am a Stranger by Ryan Adams.
Do-wop, do-be-do-do-wop,
So those were the influences by Ray and Alex. Some great songs. Thanks, fellas.
Yep.
You guys got another song you're going to do for us?
Yeah. He cannot ride a bike.
What?
You'll have to get that story out of him.
Well, why don't we just turn the mic right now?
Okay, Alex, we'll do that.
We saw you gimping around here, and evidently there's a story behind
I'm
going
to tell it real fast.
Okay, go.
I've never been to Portland. I don't ride bikes very often because I live in Chicago. Yeah, cover up some sad music right there. So I decided to go riding bikes with my new buddy, Matt, the bass player. And he belted out in front of me, and I couldn't see him. And I it's his fault. And then I saw a dolphin in your river. And this is all true. Calm down, Bar. Calm down. And so I looked at that dolphin, and I greeted it. And then some of your locals cut me off in my bike lane, and I crashed into the Hawthorne Bridge. And I was lucky. I was lucky. I wasn't killed. And one of the onto this metal bridge. I don't know why there are metal bridges, but I thought they were made of concrete. But apparently, in your guys' city, they're made of metal. Some like chainmail, and and it cut me up big time on my leg, and I had to go to your hospital in the hills and get stitches.
Yeah,
good. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Portland.
How many stitches?
Three.
Oh, I thought he said four.
As the Spanish say, trace.
Oh, so a flesh wound.
It was a pretty, it was a pretty.
It was
serious,
deep, y'all. It was deep.
A pretty serious wound.
That's a nasty bridge to fall on.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would. I told him I was like, I would walk over that bridge with the bike for sure. Yeah. But he doesn't. They don't know. These guys didn't know. They were just like, oh, we want to see, we want to see Mount Hood and Mount St. Helens, and they wanted to see them.
You can see those real well from the hospital.
He missed it. He missed the boom right for that one. But yeah, that's he came in on it. That is late, but very good, Philly. Yeah. And he did get to see him. There was a dolphin in the Willamette River. That might be the icing on the cake.
That's not a euphemism for something. It really was a dolphin.
He says there was a dolphin there, and this is one that will be heard later in the year. Yeah. Let it fall with the ashes. So what if nothing happened? We were out there having fun, momentary satisfaction. 'Cause we were young and way too dumb, and baby, I know these things change. And yeah, baby, I know these things change. Feels like I'm running from the police, like I stole $20 from your mama's purse. Now we're hiding in the shadows, waiting for the doctor to bring the cure. If you still love me tomorrow, when all the money's gone, and you still love me tomorrow, when everything's gone wrong. Baby, you know these things change. Yeah, baby, you know these things change.
Yeah, baby, you know these things change. And yeah, baby, you know. It's such a lovely conversation. Now I wish we never met. Such a lovely conversation. Now I wish we never met. It's such a lovely conversation. Now I wish we never met. It's such a lovely conversation.
Cool.
Nice one, boys.
Well, thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
You know, when we were talking about the influences, I think that's really a tough question to answer all the time. And obviously, just listening to that, I was just diving way back into Wilco and and I think that shows through there.
We asked our friend Nick Foltz that question, and he said, like the particles of air I breathe, that's about how many,
yeah,
you could cite.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
They all become.
I wrote that song on the DG20 over there. I wrote it on that thing. Cause I was listening to a lot of Wilco and Granddaddy at the time. And that thing just that thing screams Jason Lytle.
It does, but in a great way.
Yeah, that guitar anyway. Yeah, cool. That's cool really story, good. Guy. Keep going.
Yeah.
You guys got. I want to hear. The craziest Willie story you guys know.
No.
That you can't. We can't. No. Yeah. You can't give the craziest one.
The third to the craziest.
Well, because he knows.
Matt was actually present for one that's, but Will would. But Will would not. He wouldn't. It's Willie. He wouldn't get mad, but he'd be like, "Look, you guys, you didn't have to say
that. Tell that story, man. You didn't have to do that.
I heard it.
You didn't have to fucking do that.
I'm a big fan of that podcast, and I listen all the time.
Right. Right.
Why'd you gotta tell that story?
Yeah, so let's okay, so not that
it's a really
one.
Bad Will impression.
So I don't know. We've got we have had a lot of times together, us and he and we. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know,
there was a time when we would get really, really drunk together. So it's just sugar. These things just happen. Nothing. Nope. This vault is sealed.
Yeah. Just big fans of you guys.
Nothing to feel good about in the morning.
Right. Yeah. We're just big fans of you guys and the way you guys all connect and that brotherhood. The Tom and the Willie and you guys. Mm-hmm. And as you guys tour around and do more and meet more people, and it just seems like it's a big family atmosphere.
Yeah.
So. I wasn't looking for a crazy story. I just wanted to hear the camaraderie you guys have.
For sure.
Forward to being on the road and running into these guys again.
Camaraderie isn't that deep that we're really even though we could, we're not going to tell any damning stories about it.
But it with the camaraderie thing, for a long time, we just as members of the band, we'd list members of the band. We'd always list Will as the coach.
Right.
He's the skipper. Right. Yeah, he's skipper. Because we would just, we'd always reference it to baseball, and that a lot of that comes from him and the way that he speaks about baseball. No surprise. Everybody knows how he feels about the game. But he would tell these stories. He'd be like, "Man, you guys, you're a great pitcher." And he'd be like, "Alex, you are a great pitcher, too. Because you guys..." And at the time, we'd have our guys we had Ben and Zach Kilmer. And he'd be like, "Zach, you are the best shortstop." He's like, "You guys just got to play your positions. Play your positions. You guys, this is a great team. This is a great team." And so we'd always just call him Skipper. Skip, all right, or coach, whatever.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah. So we would always list him as a member. Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm sure that Alex, I think Alex is a lifetime member of the Say Hey Kids as well. As when you go down the Tom, or when Tom and Alex play together, they become the Flying Salcedo Brothers, which is
I enjoy being a Say Hey Kid a lot. Any chance I get to play songs with that guy.
I had the pleasure of you guys doing a whole show down here one time. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, that was like maybe the second time I was here with him and Rick.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, Rick was here.
Oh, Rick.
Yeah.
Rick's been here several times. Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah. You should go well, Rick doesn't own the bar anymore. I think he's let go of the tavern.
Did it finally pass
on? He's trying to sell it.
Well,
last I heard it was still kind of in limbo. It's closed but not sold.
So he actually is, I don't know the official details of it, but I know that that Will's ex-wife and her new husband are now going to open it back up. They're going to open up the tavern there, and Will was pretty stoked about it. So and I would be too. I mean, it's just a really, really cool spot, and it's a great place to spend an afternoon in Knightsbury, California, or a week. Yeah,
there's already so much history in that place,
and there is potential. And I don't know. I may be speaking out of turn here, but maybe the festival will be back on again this year too. I mean, there was talk of it with Sheatherfest being returning.
I'm still hearing that rumor too.
Yeah,
that'd be fantastic.
Sheatherfest is a festival that Will has thrown, and we've been a member of. We've played it every time. Like, we met Will years ago, and we played a show on like a Wednesday at the Cow Track, which is their like local haunt. And I wasn't drinking at the time, but then by the end of the night, I was super hammered with Will, and I hadn't had a drink in a long time. I felt like I had to go through those spurts with the alcohol, but and so by the end of the night, we were like, we have a show in like Eugene. He's like, cancel it. He's like, you guys got to come back. He's like, you come back. He's like, I'm going to take care of you guys. You guys are my boys, and a friendship was born, and we returned that weekend. We canceled that show and we showed up at Sheatherfest. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Did about four of them, I think, right?
And we've done four of them. And so that's a festival that happens in Knightsbury, California. And there have been some great acts that have played it. Some really good acts. Conrad's played it. Willie Watson played it. The Haunted Wind Chimes have played. Nathan Moore came out and played. Tom Soda. Will, Good Luck. The Calamity Cubes, Drew Landry.
Right.
The list goes on and on, of acts that have been there and played it.
And Dave lives in England.
Yeah.
He's just like the super fan.
Dave too.
Yeah. He is the super fan. Yeah. Like, constantly.
If you're listening, hello.
Hi, Dave.
I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably does listen to this. I hope he does. I bet he does.
We've tagged him quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
The show, so.
Yeah. I bet he does. And he is one of the biggest and music supporters and nicest. Him and Sue are some of the nicest people that I've met in the world, and they are they really, really go out of their way to support the things that we do, this musical family that we are a part of.
And the beauty of that is that your community turned it back on him and said, we appreciate you, and we're going to do this for you. This one-stop shopping. Come to Knightsbury.
Yeah.
See all these bands that you love.
Will and Casey Weber, and Tommy V, I think, were at the helm of that. If you
right.
Can, you know? Well, you missed it, but yeah. There's talk. He spoke of it returning, and we'll see if that happens or not. But when it does, we'll be there,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to play a couple songs off your last record. We have Under the Axe and Better Days. We're going to rip through real quick, and then we'd like to come back.
Title cut.
Yep.
The title cut.
Then title cut from the last record.
From the Fluff and Gravy release.
It certainly
Better
was.
Days by
FG in the House.
Arm Brothers.
Fluff and Gravy in the House.
You know who else is in the house?
Who?
Aardvark is in the house.
Secret Aardvark
in the house.
Is in the house.
So many sacred institutions in the house tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're all going to take some aardvark with you on the road.
Yes,
fantastic.
We will.
We love that. We will gladly.
And speak of it to your fellow brethren out there.
Absolutely.
We're going to play a couple of these songs, come back and talk to you guys just for a minute more, and then hopefully have you play one more.
Sure.
Cool.
We'll figure one out.
Excellent.
There we go.
We might have one more.
I don't know which one to play, Chuck. I don't know what to play.
sun it sets on the mountaintops. People looking down on us. I think they know what's best and we should change. But nothing as cold as consciousness can ever help me forget the way things were before you came. So I rearrange my thoughts to put the love that I had lost into the deepest of the darkest of the caves. Spring and fell and summer came to remind me of the way things changed. Nothing helped the storm, I couldn't pray. Oh, friend, dear friend, won't see you in the sunlight again. Oh, friend, dear friend, won't feel you in the organ pain. Oh, friend, dear friend, won't see you in a bed. Just because we went our separate ways. Cause the door shuts but the window stays. Open enough to let the breeze through and whisper it'll be okay. Oh friend, dear friend, won't see you in the sunlight again. Oh friend, dear friend, won't feel you in the organ rain. Dear friend, won't see you in a better days. Oh, friend, dear friend, we're well on our way. You and I, we made a huge mistake. So we put our pride behind us and we break the shelves on which our hearts were safe. We chase the light that blinds us till we finally see each other face to face. Somewhere in our selfishness, somewhere in the dark abyss, happiness and hope they found their way. Oh, friend, dear friend, I can see you in the sunlight again. Oh, friend, dear friend, can you feel that Oregon rain? Oh, friend, dear friend, I can see our better days. Oh, friend, dear friend, we're well on our way. I can see you in the sunlight again. Oh, friend, dear friend, can you feel that Oregon rain? Oh, friend, dear friend, I can see your better days. Oh, friend, dear friend, we're well on our way.
All right.
Fantastic. That was Under the X and Better Days, their song title from the last album.
Harm Brothers in the helm.
Yeah, what a thrill. Thanks for being
in the helm.
Thanks for having us. Kicking off the tour.
Yep.
Tour kickoff celebration.
I feel really comfortable in this place now.
Yeah, if somebody makes a professional poster with this tour, make sure that that first stop is the helm.
Yeah, okay. That's the t-shirt. I want the
yeah. On the back,
kick
the
ass
helm.
Black t-shirt with, yeah.
And then Portland, Maine.
420 the
and then
helm.
Portland, or
420 the
yeah.
helm.
It's Maryland.
I love it. It's just
yeah.
like
yeah, we need
up in smoke.
Need to hurry up and end this session to get to the next session.
Ooh, session.
I saw a big old jar full of fun over there on the bar.
Jar full
steroids.
Of
steroids.
It's legal.
Nothing that'll heal you quicker than a good dose of steroids. Yeah, I've always said that.
Fellas, well, thanks for being here. Any idea when that EP's coming out? You got a lot to work through.
Oh, Chad?
Keep your ear to the ground. Keep your ear to the ground.
Did you see how Shepsky took off?
This guy always just like...
No, I think...
Don't ask him any questions right now.
I think, you know, in all honesty, I feel like... I think we and John and Chad and Junie and the Fluff and Gravy family, I think it's going to be in June. I think it'll be maybe early June. It's going to be sometime while we're gone.
Well, as always, you guys are a blast to have down here, and I want to shout out one more time to the Aardvark family.
Yeah.
And especially, I would love to say happy birthday to Stacy right now.
Yay. Happy birthday. Let's sing it to her.
Yep, I think we should.
In G?
Alex, you want to do it in G? Philly wants to do it in G.
In G. I usually do it in C. That's why I messed up.
Oh.
Can we do it in C?
Do it in C, dude.
Doing it in C.
Doing it in the C. Wait a minute.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stacy. Happy birthday to you.
And the lighting of the cupcake.
AKA
Make
joint.
A Wish. Oh, AKA joint.
The birthday cake, AKA a joint.
I just heard that.
The lighting of the joint.
Lighting of the birthday, Jay.
When your birthday is on 420.
All right. But we have several. Cody O from the Clamdy Kips, yep, birthday today.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Cody O.
Yep. Adolf Hitler, birthday today. That is the inappropriate time to
that
cheer.
Was horrible timing, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that was not.
By the way, they did not hear you. Just for the record.
Hey, also, real quick, for the folks, you guys mentioned the Cubes, and we were talking to Comradery earlier, and we're wrapping it up here. But I wanted to say that we are the EP that's going to come out while we're out on the road. Will also there's a song that features all three Calamity Cubes as well.
Oh, beautiful. Cool! Right
so,
on.
Yeah. They're on it as well.
Happy birthday, Carmen Paradise, as well.
Oh, happy birthday, Carmen Paradise. It's another new one.
There's an answer I just can't give you. Well, it's still hanging there on the vine. Oh, go and let it rot, boy. It'll be all right. Sometimes the rotten truth makes for a real good wine. Take a look at those last leaves hanging on their own, like gifts to and from people before your heart's got broke. Oh, you threw them all away, boy. Your heart got full of jar. If I had my way, my heart would be a vaudeville trunk. But it's in the wind. It's in the wind. In the wind, it's where I've always been ever since.
just can't sing you. But what the hell, I'll go and give it a try. Oh, go and let it rot, boy, it'll be alright. Sometimes the rotting truth